Planned your Christmas dinner yet? Increasingly, more of us prefer seafood on the table over a traditional roast, and retailers are again gearing up for strong demand. But how about a Sicilian seafood Christmas? Food writer Marissa Raniolo-Wilkins is the author of Sicilian Seafood Cooking, an extensive reference for Sicilian cuisine. It combines social and culinary history, personal memoir, anecdotes and folklore. And, of course, recipes. 120 traditional recipes for fish and the many accompaniments. Marissa joins you from our Melbourne studios. Marissa, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Marissa, tell us a bit about Sicilians and Christmas. What is a traditional Christmas celebration for most Sicilians?
Well, it's not as easy as we have here. I think, first of all, when we ask an Australian person what they're having for Christmas, still, there are a large number of people who have the Christmas pudding and the traditional turkey and everything else. It's not like that in Sicily. First of all, Sicily is a Catholic country, and it's steeped in culture, as Italy is, all of Italy is. And therefore, that's what leads them into what they do for Christmas. So, for example, Christmas Eve, they eat fish. You'd know about Catholics and fasting, and traditionally they would have eaten fish. So Christmas Eve, they eat bacalà, they eat eel in certain parts. And then for Christmas Day, usually because they go to midnight mass, they have a broth or something that is light and then eat later in the day. But there's no such thing as a traditional food. It varies. I mean, the sweets are traditional. But usually on Christmas Day, they have meat because they have been fasting the day before. So it's a little bit complicated. And like here, when we ask an Australian, as I said, most people, a lot of people still have turkey and they still have the Christmas pudding. They are moving away from that tradition and perhaps having something much later in the afternoon.
So something more akin.
And having something starting in late afternoon, early evening.
Okay.
They might have a series of courses.
Well, Christmas aside, though, how central to Sicilian food and cooking and cuisine is seafood?
Oh, very much so. It's an island, and that's why I wrote a book about seafood, because if you go to Sicily, that is what you will eat in restaurants, what you will eat at home as well, and it had to be seafood. So if I was planning, in Sicily, if you were planning something around fish, you would have, still pasta would be very, very important. In an Italian meal in southern Italy, you would have a pasta dish. And you would need to decide what was going to be your central thing. Now, for example, I have some relatives who live in Ragusa who are in the southern part, eastern part of Sicily. Now, at Christmas Eve, they would eat, as I said, the bacalà and the stoccafisso, for example, the stockfish, which would have been the traditional thing to have eaten in the past, hence steeped in culture. Then the next day, they would have ravioli made with ricotta and a strong meat sauce. Then they would have what they call scacce, which are like little pasties that are stuffed with a selection of vegetables.
And I noticed in your book, I must say, the vegetable dishes are fantastic. I was really taken by them. I was also taken by the photographs in the book. They're absolutely beautiful. But one in particular, and I'm wondering how Sicilian this is. On page 344, there's a photo of an old man, I'm presuming it's an old Sicilian man, picking greens by the roadside. Is that common?
Yes, that was about Agrigento. We went to see the temples in Agrigento, and there he was with his plastic bag picking wild greens. And I went up, and I don't necessarily look very Italian, and he thought, oh, you know, what is this? What am I going to answer? And, of course, I started speaking in Italian, and it was wonderful because he was telling me the types that he picked and what he would do with them.
And what was he picking?
So that was very, very interesting. He was picking they like little spinach, wild spinach. We don't have them here. But I have a section in the book where I have actually written about the greens. the yes. wild greens.
The herb spontanea, the spontaneous
yes,
herbs.
Yes, isn't it marvellous? Now, Fran, going back, I know I haven't answered your question. You were talking about fish and how traditional fish is in, like here, things have changed over there as well, and people are moving into what they want to eat. But so, for example, if they were choosing fish, what I was saying initially was that usually fish is eaten on Christmas Eve.
Sure.
And usually it's very simple. Then some of the families have moved into a longer fish feast on Christmas Eve.
But
only some, because they're going to Mass.
Sure. Now, but the whole thing about, I wonder if it's changing the emphasis on fish a little because of the sustainability issues around seafood. I mean, there are great concerns about overfishing in the Mediterranean, as there are in other oceans. Are you mindful of that sustainability when you're cooking and devising your recipes?
Very much so. And in fact, what I've done is that although the names of the recipes mention what the original dish would have been, so for example, it's tuna cooked this way, swordfish fish this way, in each of the recipes I have given alternatives. But it's up to the reader, of course, to decide. And the first chapter is all about what has happened to the oceans and how conscious we should be about it, how we should be working together to have fish in our ocean. One of the things that I really noticed in Sicily that concerned me was that they really like a very small fish, which they call neonata. Now, the word neonato is neonate, young, little.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the fish are called neonata with an A at the end, but they have this passion, this lust for eating small fish. Now, there are quotas, and it's also a particular fish season where they can catch
sure.
these small fish. But what is happening is that they're selling directly to the restaurateur. So these fishermen are getting all of these small fish, taking them to the restaurant cooks them, and they all seem to be everywhere. You see these small fish everywhere.
Which is why all of us as consumers need to be more mindful about what we're eating. Marissa, we've got to leave it there. It's a beautiful book. Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Fran.
Marissa Raniolen-Wilkins, and her book, Sicilian Seafood Cooking, is published by New Holland. She also has a blog, and on the blog are some fantastic recipes. If you can't get the book, the blog is All Things Sicilian and More. .blogspot.com, all things Sicilian and more. .blogspot.com, and especially for you, she's going to put some Christmas recipes up on the blog. It's 16 minutes to 7.